Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today is May 16th. We're in the State Capitol Senate Finance Room. Present today, Chairman Olson, Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We have one item on today's agenda, that being HB 123, taxation vehicle rental. We first heard the companion bill, Senate Bill 138, on May 2nd. We took public testimony at the time. We have a CS for the committee to consider. Ask Senator Stedman for the adoption of the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 123, Version O, before the committee as our working document.
And I will object and invite Liz Harpal, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee to the table to introduce the CS and explain exactly what the CS does.
Thank you. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. So the CS before you is I'm going to start off with like one difference between the House bill and the Senate bill is that the House bill does include a 7% tax rate for vehicles rented on a vehicle rental platform, whereas the Senate version was 9% for that and legacy carriers. So what the CS does is it adds a new section that will sunset that 7% tax rate in 3 years to 9% so that both legacy rentals and rentals that occur over vehicle rental platforms will be taxed at 9%. And it also establishes an immediate effective date for the section stating that the Department of Revenue will not be charging back tax or going after people that were using these vehicle rental platforms prior to the implementation of this bill.
Thank you. Before I open it up for questions, I'd invite the prime sponsor, Representative McCabe, to the table to respond to the CS. Comments, Representative McCabe.
Good morning, Chair Hoffman and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Representative Kevin McCabe representing District 30. With me is my staff, Angela Steffel. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on House Bill 123, which is a long overdue fix to Alaska's broken vehicle rental tax. As I'm sure everybody at this table is pretty well versed in the history of this bill, I'm prepared to do the long version, or I suspect that Senator Hoffman would rather I do the short version.
Short version would be appreciated.
Yes, sir. So here's a brief summary of the bill. The committee has already heard the companion bill, SB 138. The changes in the CES represent a true compromise, the result of collaboration and agreement among all parties, the sponsors of both the Senate and House bills, members sitting at this table, and frankly, the industry. It's the kind of consensus you don't see every day in this building, and I would like to thank you all for your patience and for your input. It lowers the tax rate for both traditional rentals and peer-to-peer platforms like Turo, levels the playing field for Alaskan entrepreneurs, and shifts tax collection responsibility to the platform where it belongs. HB 123 also protects Alaskans from back taxes, supports small business, and closes enforcement gaps, bringing in steady revenue without raising taxes. It's a practical, long overdue solution for Alaskans. With that, I appreciate your consideration and I welcome any questions.
You support the CS?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With that, I would remove my objection. Are there further objections to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, that is adopted. Do members of the Finance Committee have questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, Senator Keel, review of the fiscal notes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's one fiscal note from the Department of Revenue Tax Division. It's OMB component number 2476. They show no additional costs as a result of the bill and indeterminate revenue impact, which matches the Senate companion as well.
Senator Stedman, will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 123, version O, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Is there objection to moving the bill to the next committee of referral, which would be the Rules Committee? Seeing none, that bill moves out of committee. As I stated earlier, this may be the last meeting, so we will adjourn while members sign the report. We are adjourned.